We're back from recess. Mr. Hershen, you have the floor.
Thank you very, very much. I came over today to address the commission to support this project. In 8 years I served as commissioner, I also went to the majority of the sewer board meetings, so I'm very familiar with this. I'd like to again say that I'm in total support and have been for years. I come today to ask you gentlemen to just answer some questions so that this is the best project possible. And I would encourage you to do the first option, the most expensive, to get as many people the option as you can. Having said that, the concern that we have had in the past and saw it in several communities is that there are citizens of this county that cannot afford $1,000 to hook up, nor can they afford the ongoing $30 to $40 a month. That's a difference between feeding their kids or not. And so I would address that only because the 50% or 49% hookup may be not feasible, not accurate. I don't know. We toured with the sewer board the Venice on the Lake property. I drove them myself. And we saw sewer lines emptying within 10 feet of Taney Como. We also saw people that didn't have, that had holes in their roofs and couldn't afford to fix them. Front doors that weren't on their houses that couldn't afford to fix them. And I'm concerned that if those citizens don't bear their own cost, then the county and the other sewer district customers will have to bear that cost. I think y'all just need to address that. In Bull Creek Village, remember we had problems with folks hooking on, and it was not until the water went with sewer that we got the majority of those folks then hooked on. If you don't have the water portion and you've hooked someone on, then you gentlemen or the sewer district have to determine if they're not paying their bills, and do you shut off their sewer and let it back up into the facility. We actually have had that discussion before. So if the water district option is available, I think it's feasible and, again, good
and it is
to proceed. Taking the hookup to within 5 feet of the septic tank, there is precedence for that already, and I think it makes sense to help minimize the cost for the citizens. Again, $1,000 to crush your tank may be unbearable for some people. And I just really suggest that someone survey the property owners to determine who it says right now they're willing to bear the cost and who isn't, so that you have some idea. I heard in alternative two, I don't know if it's one and three, that you're going to pump to Merriam Woods and then have them pump into Rockaway.
All options pump to the major pump station, the new pump station in Merriam Woods, all options pump into that.
I would just encourage y'all to ensure that they're prepared for the cost of that.
Correct. It's been incorporated into this. Good point. Yes, sir.
Because you don't want to have them burned with an extra electric because you're pumping to them and they have to pump that on to Rockaway. And if there are costs, just how you're going to compensate them. I was instrumental in the expansion of the Rockaway plant and the 150,000 gallons that the county purchased. We've paid good money at, I think it was $4.25 or something a gallon capacity. Then we went back and paid them for a portion of their existing plant that, because it was already there, we had savings that we didn't have to build. So Rockaway has been fairly compensated for the facility there. In the last 10 days, I've been working with Rockaway to have two things to finish. They, in a meeting that I was there for a different 4th of July, they talked about not wanting to be in the sewer business anymore and trying to find a provider, a public provider, to provide that service. This upgrade that they experienced has hit them pretty hard financially, I understand. So we may not be dealing with Rockaway, and I think that's important for you all to nail down. And we talked about them extending water. The last meeting I was at, 20% of the water that they're pumping now is disappearing. It's not being used. It's going into broken lines and things. So for them to talk about taking on water to Venice on the Lake, again, may not be feasible at this time. And again, I believe that this is an extremely important for the quality of our water, and I appreciate an opportunity just to ask you all to consider some things before you move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments.
Any questions?
Gentlemen, do you have questions of Ron?
Thank you.
Anyone else present that would like to make a comment? No? Mike, any response to those comments?
Yes, sir. We had previously, one item was talking about Merriam Woods, and we previously discussed this pumping station with Merriam Woods, and they're available and supportive of the project. Previous administrations of Rockaway, previous administration, I haven't talked to the current administration about it, he made a public statement that he would love the Sewer District County to take over the operation of the facility. That's been made publicly before. In terms of water, that area, fortunately for this project, that area is served by a water district. There's a very limited number of private wells. So from that aspect, that does help the project, Mr. Hershen said, too, having that water district in there with them agreeing to turn off the water for non-payment of bills helps the project as well.
Dan, Brandon, any comments?
The actual decision-making process on the projects that are approved for the year of 2014 is what this county commission is involved in.
Correct.
And the more information we can have on to consider different projects that are presented to us by the Sewer District, the better educated that we are on those helps us make better decisions. And that's why we ask these difficult questions back and forth here in an open meeting to each other. That's the reason we have to focus on the citizens in this county that have paid sales tax for generations now. So I'm glad for the discussion, glad for the presentation, and it helps keep us in the loop. It's been a while since we had this, and before it was a $33 million project that I was totally against at that point because I could not see taking on that much money because we just got out of a situation where there was a large amount of money.
We appreciate the opportunity to be invited back to this, but we don't want to get ourselves in a position that we're trying to do something outside the Sewer District. That's not the purpose of it, but we appreciate you inviting us here.
Well, I think that was due, obviously, because there's been a great deal of public input and questions that have been placed to the commission, and
yes, sir,
so it was important to hear your presentation today. and we appreciate the fact that you all have done so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing else? Nothing else? Thanks, Brian.
Thank you all.
Our next item on the agenda is 3 to 5 year financial plan. And what this is actually was me wanting to formally put before the county commission the thought and consideration that we need to develop a 3 to 5 year financial plan. I am hopeful that each of you can give me a couple of names and that we can create a committee within the county that will study the county's finances, sources of revenues, et cetera, and help us in developing a plan for the future. In other words, take a look at all departments, take a look at the needs within those departments, take a look at all types of revenues, and by appointing a blue ribbon committee, help prepare us. Because right now, I'm not telling either of you anything. We work on a year-to-year basis. Annually, we have to appropriate an individual budget, but there has been no real work done on what will happen 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. I feel it's critically important that we take a look at that, the structures that we have and finances within the courthouse, et cetera. And I'm just asking that you consider that. We'll set up a time to talk about it if you're interested. And if you are interested, at least preliminarily, you could tell me today and whether or not it's an idea that we want to move forward on.
I think it's very important that we at least do a 3-year and up to a 5-year plan, although we can obligate ourselves to commissions, future commissions, but we can also take a plan that they could possibly use and use parts of or implement themselves to help the financial situation in the county. As we know, in the last couple of years, as we've had such a dip in the revenue stream as far as our sales tax revenue, we have to consider those kind of things as we consider the plan, and I think it's a good idea to consider at least a 3-year plan.
I think it's going to be important during this process for us to look short range and long range, what the thoughts are from the different department heads, the different elected officials, and then perhaps by melting those thoughts and those perspectives, we can understand better what we're going to have to fund, what our discretionary dollars will be, and how we're going to be able to run on a more even basis throughout the next few years. I think it would be really important to do this. If you gentlemen will give me a couple of names each for consideration, I'm guessing maybe a 3-5 person committee from the finance field or accounting field, et cetera.
When do you want us to give us
a couple of weeks?
A couple of weeks or so.
Is that all right? And I'll do the same. I'll give you 2 or 3 names that I'd like to throw in the mix for consideration. We would start that process. I really think it would help us in the overall picture. We met with council again last week, so we're caught up on our legal issues, at least for the point. The last thing that we have is a daily staff review, agenda request review, which will be in the county commission conference room. It's also the time that I go over what we did today and hand that back to staff, see that the real work gets done. Either of you, am I missing anything? That I see this morning when we did minutes, we did executive session minutes. We didn't do regular minutes. I didn't catch that they were even there, so I'll set those up for the next meeting space, if that's okay. And as far as the term that you used earlier, the controversial comments, I think that it's really good to have different perspectives. That's the only way we're going to arrive at the best decision between all of us, so I welcome that. And I would state that we should stand in recess for the next 5 minutes until we can get upstairs and move into agenda review.
Thank you.